Chapter 7 Secrets. Hugo had never been inside the bookstore before, but of course he knew exactly where it was. He knew every inch of the train station. Opposite the cafe, not far from the main waiting room, there were two wooden tables covered in books flanking a door that read, R. Labisse, Bookseller, New and Used. Hugo stepped inside the store. He was rubbing the buttons on his jacket, and one came off in his hand. He slipped it into his pocket where he continued to rub it. His heart was pounding. The place smelled of old paper, dust, and cinnamon. It reminded him of school, and a brief flash of his old life pleasantly filled his memory. His best friends, Antoine and Louis, both had black hair and liked to pretend they were brothers. Hugo hadn't thought about them in a while. The taller of the two boys, Antoine, used to call Hugo Tick-Tock because he always had clockworks in his pockets. Hugo wondered about them. Did they still pretend they were brothers? Did they miss him? Hugo also remembered that sometimes at night, Father would read to him from amazing adventure stories by Jules Verne and a collection of Hans Christian Andersen's fairy tales, which were Hugo's favorites. He missed being read to. A clerk sat at the desk between two tall piles of encyclopedias. Hugo looked around. At first, he didn't see anyone else in the shop, but then, like a mermaid rising from an ocean of paper, the girl emerged across the room. She closed the book she had been reading and motioned for Hugo to come over.
Papa George still has your notebook. How do I know you're not lying? You lied before.
I didn't lie. He's tricking you.
Why are you telling me this?
Why do you want to help me?
The girl thought for a moment.
I want to see what's in your notebook.
You can't. That's a secret, said Hugo.
Good. I like secrets.
Hugo thought she was a very strange girl. She called to the clerk sitting at the back of the store.
Monsieur Labisse, I'm taking the book on photography. I'll bring it back soon.
Yes, yes, fine, fine, he said distractedly as she left the bookshop without looking back at Hugo.
Part of Hugo did not believe the girl. Maybe she was playing a trick on him. But since he had nothing to lose, he marched over to the toy booth and waited until the old man was finished with his customers. The cogs and gears in his head were spinning out of control.
What are you doing here?
Asked the old man. Hugo took a deep breath.
I don't believe you burned my notebook.
You don't?
The old man seemed surprised. He thought about it for a few moments and said,
Well, I don't really care. Maybe you're right. Maybe those were not the ashes of your notebook, but you won't ever find out, will you?
Hugo inched closer to the booth. The old man calmly straightened the toys on the counter and said to the boy,
You should not have returned here, Hugo Cabret. Now go away.
But later, alone in his room and thinking about the broken automaton while he scurried through the walls fixing the clocks, Hugo convinced himself he had to keep trying.